Annie Dugan joins us because it's Monday, and Monday means we need art. Morning there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We always need art. And this week we get art and science, two things that we need. Art doesn't have to preclude other things. We can have everything together. I think people think, you know, what is this, you know, mixing of all these silos business? And when we look back, this isn't anything new. Leonardo da Vinci, you know, was a scientist, as much of a scientist as an artist. And the two areas of study can inform each other in just such wonderful and rewarding ways. And that is exactly what Adam Swanson is going to talk about this Wednesday, 11:30 to 1. I love, this is a virtual discussion with Adam Swanson, brought to you by the Twin Ports Freshwater Folk. That is their official title. And he's going to be, the title of the talk is Making Art with Science. And he's going to talk about the fact that, you know, both, both artists and scientists are storytellers. They're talking about the world that we live in every day and trying to make sense of it. And the two areas of the study, like I said, can inform each other in really powerful ways. So he's going to talk about how he has been able to intersect both of those. He's done projects like spend a long period of time on a science vessel as the artist in residence on a science craft, and he looks at the natural world both through a scientific lens as well as through an artistic lens. And I think I love that they're doing this over the noon hour on a Wednesday, because many folks are still working from home. They're working on their computers, and they need a mental break. They might, you know, be looking at the computer, and instead of switching over to social media, switch over to a talk with Adam Swanson.
I know a lot of people who are looking for healthy alternatives to social media these days. There are folks that manage to really chart their own course and share, you know, happy things and encouraging things and share things that are going on in their lives. And there are other folks that are occasionally overwhelmed at the level or not of discourse. And then they start flailing around. You know, somebody posted something the other day about unfriending a bunch of people. And I thought, no, I don't know if that is the solution as much as just trying to take charge of yourself and either limit, make it a little bit more challenging. I did that for myself for a while. I made it really challenging for me to access social media. And that helped a lot because it was more trouble than it was worth sometimes. But the other thing is to always have a list of bookmarks or have access to a library of things that either make you laugh till your face cramps up or things like this that are interesting. And put those things on your calendar just like you do with the staff meetings. Oh, I'm going to go to this thing today and be real intentional. And I think it helps a lot to give yourself
exactly
a break.
Yep. And I think I know that for me, a lot of times it is at those lunch hours when I'm, you know, sort of taking a break that I tend toward mindless consumption of information rather than intentional. And so I love that they are doing this sort of as a lunch break to give you a really wonderful way to connect with the community too, because Adam is an artist right here in the Northland that you can connect with. And the other recommendation I have is if you populate your social media with museums, with artists, with if you put those as your favorites, that's the kind of feed that you're going to have. So I would recommend that everyone put the Tweed Museum of Art go over there and like them, because this week, next week, all this month, they are going to be releasing movies about artists in our community who we're figuring out what to do during the pandemic. So this is an exhibition that opens, it's opening physically at the Tweed, but this is the way that they are connecting with folks who still might not feel comfortable going into a public setting like that. The title of the exhibition is Creating Apart, because it's a wonderful play on words. You know, these artists are playing a really important part in how we see the world, and certainly, you know, that has been challenging to all of us. I think when it first started in March, people were like, you know, they realized they needed to thank artists and they needed to thank teachers. artists for making content for them to enjoy and think about the world, and then teachers for obvious reasons. And so the title of the show is Creating Apart, and it features Ivy Vigneault, Sarah Brocky, Karen Savage Blue, Miri Villard, Joe Klander, Brian Barber, some additional footage of Liz Jackala will be coming out as well, and maybe some other bonus features. But it's really a wonderful way to look at, you know, this has been, artists have met this challenge in a lot of different ways, and have figured out ways to use their craft either to give back. In the case of Karen Savage Blue, she created artwork that was used by the Minnesota Department of Health to spread the word about, you know, the steps that we need to take to keep each other safe. And Sarah Brocky Erickson, you know, has this amazing story. She just came back from a trip across the world, right as the pandemic was happening, and really was thinking about it in visual terms. I think that's the other wonderful thing about this show, is that artists think about things in pictures, and sometimes that can get at you in different ways than just, you know, reading another thought piece about, you know, my life during the pandemic, which are great, but sometimes those visual images get at that in a different way. And so, put the Tweed Museum of Art on your social media feed if you need to see some things besides political discourse.
Well, and there are, as you mentioned, museums in particular. Well, between artists and museums, artists of all stripe are sharing their work online, which is going to make your feed look and sound fabulous anyway. But of course, museums do have so many virtual events going on where they're having these different artist talks, that there are going to be a lot of things that you're going to want to plug into. And this time really does give us access to conversations that we would never be able to go to in person, whether they're local conversations that, oh, there's no way I could drive across town and park and go to this thing and whatever in my lunch hour, or whether you crash an event that's taking place in New York or in L.A. or in Oregon someplace. You've got the opportunity to access so many great minds and great thoughts in a way that we didn't before. And I
well,
think it's really
here's
exciting.
Here's an idea, Lisa. It is exciting. Here's an idea, actually, for that Wednesday talk with Adam Swanson. Invite your friend from L.A. Invite your friend from New York to come and enjoy a discussion with a Duluth area artist. I think that it can. I think that's the wonderful thing, is that it can go both ways. So there's a thought.
And of course, that's tons of fun always to, you know, the whole point of going to things with people is so you can talk about it afterwards. And maybe you have a friend who's an artist. Maybe you have a friend who's a scientist. And you're thinking, oh, I'd love you to listen to this. I think this would be so cool. And that's exactly something that certainly that you can do. And then you can, you know, chat with your friend about it afterwards and have a little schmooze and what did you think? And gosh, it's good to see your face again. And it's a win-win-win, man.
Exactly. Yep. We're all about winning at Where's Art.
I'm kind of impressed. All right. Well, that gives us more than enough. We'll get out there, recurate your social media feeds. And I know exactly how I'm going to suggest to this pal of mine how she recurate hers. I think she needs all dogs all the time. And I think that's exactly what it's going to take to make her just feel a little fluffier about things in general. And go out there, recurate your social media feeds. put in more art, throw in some extra dogs if you need to. Maybe a couple kids would be good, too.
Annie, bye, Lisa.
Thanks a million. Annie Dugan is a Renaissance woman, and she joins us every single Monday for Where's Art here on 103.3 KUMD.